It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
And good evening. Welcome back to Duncan Field and Hastings. It's the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament today, day number two. Hastings playing their second game of the day after being beaten earlier today by Omaha Gross by the score of 10-0. Hastings scoring off here against Gretna in the final ball game of day number two here at Duncan. Gretna comes in a record of 19 wins, 14 losses on the season. They were on the field just a little while ago and lost to Grand Island Home Federal by the score of 7-3. Again, Hastings losing to Omaha Gross earlier today by a score of 10-0 after beating Millard South last night by a score of 6-2. Ball game just now officially getting underway. And the first batter up there was Trent Jerry, and he flew out to a right field on about two pitches from Alex Pangadeban. So Trent Jerry flies out to right field for the first out of the first inning here for Gretna. Justin Hines comes up there next. He's the left fielder. There's a ball hit to left field, and that one is unable to be caught there by John Blazer. He makes a diving attempt at that ball out in left center field. Unable to come up with it. That'll be a base hit for Justin Hines. So Hastings did not play very well in game number one today. They had four errors in the ball game and had only a couple of base hits against Omaha Gross and were completely dominated by Gross today, losing by a score of 10-0. Be anxious to see how Hastings bounces back here. There's a runner going down to second base ahead for a slide down there at second. They got him. Justin Hines is caught stealing a second base there. Jameson Cockrell is behind the plate for Hastings in game number two here today, as Brooks Asher, who's done about 99% of the catching chores all season long, getting a quick break from behind the plate. He's playing at first base here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups here as soon as we can work him in, because we've got Grant Bruner coming to the plate next for Gretna. He's playing at third base today. Gretna is in their white baseball pants and their black tops here this afternoon. They're sponsored by Nebraska Crossing Outlet there in Gretna, as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count now with one ball and one strike to Grant Brunner. Jameson Cockrell behind the plate. Alex Pangadeban is on the mound for Hastings here in game number two. Brooks Asher is at first base. Ryan Kern is at second. Sam Reimer is at shortstop. There's a bouncing ball toward Kern at second. He backhands the ball, gets it over to first base. That's in time. And Bruner is retired into play as Gretna goes down in order here in the first inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll just keep it here. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, they'll go this way tonight. Brock Dreher will lead off. He'll be out in center field. His batting average now at .306. Jameson Cockrell will bat second. He's behind the plate today, average at .316. Alex Pangadeban is the pitcher. He'll bat third, his average at .306. Mason Spilenick in the number four position tonight. He'll play at third base. His average is at .292. John Blazer out in left field. His average at .324. Brooks Asher at first base, batting sixth here in the second ball game. .239 is his batting average. Braden Valentine is out in right field. His average is at .328 now. Ryan Kern at second base, average at .233. Sam Reimer at shortstop, his average is at .230. So Hastings going with Dreher, Cockrell, and Pangadeban, Spilenick, Blazer, and Asher, Valentine, Kern, and Reimer in the second ball game of two here today on day number two of the Johnny Hop Tournament at Duncan Field. Gretna is going this way. Trent Jerry, the catcher, led off there in the top half of the first inning. Justin Hines, the left fielder, batting second. Grant Bruner, the third baseman, hit third. Zach Howells will be the first baseman. He'll bat fourth tonight. Jacob Blank will be the shortstop in the number five position. Dieter Tom is the pitcher. He'll bat sixth. Cal Schweitzer, the right fielder, he'll bat seventh. Grant Stavec is batting eighth. He's at second base today for Gretna. And Jeff Glassburner is out in the center field. He is batting ninth. So Gretna going with Jerry, Hines, and Bruner. Also Howells, Blank, and Tom, Switzer, Stavec, and Glassburner in the starting lineup here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. Temperature at 81 degrees here for game number two tonight. Winds out of the north at about 13 miles per hour, so they're blowing toward the right field corner here at Duncan tonight. Brock Dreher is up there for Hastings to begin the Hastings half of the first inning. No score between Hastings and Gretna tonight. These two teams played just a couple of weeks ago. In fact, they split in a doubleheader played in Gretna. Here's the next pitch going to be fouled away in the first base side. And the count to Brock Dreher sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings did not play very well in game number one. It was a 5-inning affair today. The game stopped because of the 10-run rule as Hastings lost to Omaha Groves by the score of 10-0. There's a ball hit toward left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. So Hastings had 2 base hits in the opener today. And there's a base hit to lead off the ball game. Brock Dreher here in the bottom half of the first inning. Coming up there next is going to be Jamison Cockrell. Cockrell is the catcher today for Hastings. Cockrell has a batting average of .316. So Jamison Cockrell comes to the plate now for Hastings Five Points Bank. They try to shake off the opener here this afternoon. Hastings played pretty good last night in that one against the Millard South, but they were just not in it today from the word go as Omaha Gross jumped on Hastings early. They scored 3 runs in the first inning, 3 more in the third, and then a total of 4 runs in the fourth inning of play. They shut down Hastings. Hastings 5 points had only 2 base hits in the opener today. Brock Dreher had a single in the first inning. Ryan Kern had a double in the fifth inning, and that's all she wrote. The losing pitcher earlier today was Mason Spilnick in that first ball game. But banging even going here tonight. There's a pitch thrown across the outside corner for a strike on Jamison Cockrell. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitcher is Dieter Tom for Gretna. He's a right-hander. The right-hander stepping into the box here. For Hastings 5 points back is Jamison Cockrell. He comes set over there at first base is Dreher. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jerry behind the plate here for Gretna with Tom on the mound. You've got Howell over here at first base. Savek at second. Blank at shortstop and Bruner at third base. There goes the runner at first. Bouncing ball towards short. Mishandled there at shortstop by Blank. It's off of his glove and everybody's going to be safe. Runner was going at first base. For Hastings, that was Brock Dreher. The ball was hit on the ground, a high hop right over the glove of Jacob Blank at shortstop. Jamison Cockrell is aboard at first base. Hastings has runners on at first and second. That's going to be an error chalked up there on Gretna, but a tough error at that. That just took a bad hop off of the glove of Jacob Blank at second at shortstop. Here's Alex Panganiban coming to the plate next. His average is now at .306. Panganiban steps in there from the right side. He's on the mound tonight for Hastings. He takes a strike here, 0-1 to Alex Panganiban. Panganiban 37 for 121 from the plate this year. He's got 12 doubles, a triple, no home runs. He's driven home 28 runs. There's the ball hit towards center field on his horse and grabbing the ball out there is Glassburner. And he gets the ball back to the infield. Everybody stays put at first and second base. So Panganiban again hits the ball hard, but right at the center fielder and Jeff Glassburner. And that's the first out of the first inning here for Hastings. Runners stay put at first and second base. Mason Spilnick comes to the plate next for Hastings. Spilnick playing at third base here in game number two. Spilnick has a batting average of .292 on the season. He was a pitcher in game number one today and lasted 3 1/3 innings. There's the ball again hit to center field. Glassburner grabs it. Well, he had to come in about 2 steps, and that's about it. Mason Spilnick flies out to center field, so Glassburner making a couple of grabs out there in center for Gretna. Now there's 2 men out here in the first inning of play. John Blazer comes to the plate next. Blazer is the left fielder here. Blazer is batting .324 on the season. He's got 1 of the 2 home runs that Hastings has put on the board here in this summer of 2014. He's going to take a strike here in the outside corner, 0-1. Blazer is now 23 out of 71 from the plate this year. He's got 4 doubles to his credit, 1 home run. He's driven home 4 runs. 2 men out here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between Gretna and Hastings. There's a pitch down low. Good stop there by Jerry behind the plate. Count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike on John Blazer. Blazer has struck out 14 times so far this year. He has walked 9 times. Looking for a big base hit here to give Hastings the lead. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Runner is going. There's a throw down to third base. They got him by a mile. Runner is going on the pitch. John Blazer swings and misses at the plate. But a throw down at third base, and Brock Dreher is retired in the play, and that's the inning for Hastings. So Hastings 5 points, trying to get aggressive here in the first inning of play. They had Brock Dreher by a mile down there at third base. So the inning is over for Hastings. They scored no runs, one hit, one error, one man left on base, one inning in the books tonight. Here in the Johnny Hop Tournament at Duncan Field, the score Hastings nothing and Gretna nothing.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me. Think fast. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball.
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points back in Gretna. Second day of the Johnny Hop Tournament here today. The score so far at Duncan Field. Omaha Grace beating Hastings earlier today by a score of 10-0. Grand Island Home Federal knocks off Omaha Grace in the second ball game today 5-2. Home Federal wins again in the ballgame preceding this one. They beat Gretna by a score of 7-3. Hastings playing Gretna in the final ball game of four today here at Duncan. Tomorrow there'll be two games here. At 11 o'clock, it'll be Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank playing Gretna at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then the final game will have Papillion La Vista South up against Hastings 5 points back at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHAS beginning with a pregame show at 1:15. Zach Howell coming to the plate for Gretna here in the second inning. He's the first baseman tonight for Nebraska Crossing Outlet, team out of Gretna, Nebraska. There's a pitch thrown by Pangany, but it's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to Zach Howell. Jacob Blank, a shortstop, is scheduled up next. In the hole, we've got Dieter Tom, the pitcher, and then Kyle Schweitzer, the right fielder of Gretna, can get something going. There's a high fly ball toward the center field. Grabbing the ball out there is going to be Brock Dreher. So Howell gives that baby a ride right at the center fielder for Hastings, Brock Dreher. So there's one man out here in the second inning of play. That's going to bring up Jacob Blank next to the shortstop. So Jacob Blank comes up here as the number five hitter in the batting order for Gretna. He steps in there from the right-hand side. The third pitch thrown by Paganiban is going to be in there for a strike. Alex has been the workhorse on this pitching staff for Hastings. He has thrown 49 and a third innings coming into this baseball game today, as the next pitch is going to be fouled away in the first by side. Nothing and two to Blank. Alex is 4-4 in the season. He's thrown a 49 and a third innings. He has given up 61 hits and 27 runs. 15 of those have been earned. 12 base on balls and 19 strikeouts for Pango. His ERA is sitting at 2.12. The next pitch just misses, a little bit outside, a little bit low. One ball and two strikes now to Jacob Blank. Bango's got a sign here from Cockrell. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now two balls and two strikes. So Jamison Cockrell doing the catching chores for Hastings here in game number two, giving Brooks Asher a little bit of a breather. Brooks is down there at first base tonight for Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. So after getting ahead of the count, had nothing in two. Paganiban has thrown three straight balls here. He's got a full count on Jacob Blank now with three balls and two strikes. One man out. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on. Foul tap. Right here at the plate. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Again, the temp at 81 degrees here. A very pleasant night for American Legion Baseball tonight. Come on out. We're just in the second inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Wind's blowing out of the north at about 13 miles per hour. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That ball's hit on the ground. Spilanek has got it at third. Long throw to first base. That's going to be in time. So two up, two down here in the second inning of play for Gretna. as Blank is retired in the play from Spilenick to Asher at first base. Now Dieter Tom coming to the plate next. He is the pitcher. Tom batting from the right-hand side. Hastings in their red uniforms here tonight, their white bottoms and their red tops. Here's the next pitch by Panganiban, a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Dieter Tom for Gretna. Panganiban gets his sign now from Cockrell, working quickly out there. Here's the wind and the pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. That's now one ball and one strike. Gretna coming in, a record of 19 wins, 14 losses on the season. Hastings sitting at 22-16 after suffering the loss earlier today. There's the next pitch, a breaking pitch that stays up high for a ball. And it is now two balls and one strike. Hastings will play in the Area 7 baseball tournament next Friday in North Platte. They'll face North Platte in the opening round next Friday night. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And the count now at three balls and one strike here to Dieter Tom for Gretna. Panganiban taking a stroll around the mound. Now he climbs back onto the rubber, and he's looking for the sign again from Cockrell. He's got it. Three balls and one strike here. Here's the count. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. 3-2 now with two men out here in the second. Gretna's got one base hit so far in the ballgame. That was from Justin Hines in the first inning. But he was erased off of the base pads trying to steal second base. So only three guys came to the plate for Gretna in that first inning. 3-2 the count. Here's the next pitch. Again, fouled back to the screen. So a couple of foul balls here off of the bat of Dieter Tom. He hangs in there tough. Count remains at three balls and two strikes with two men out in the second inning. Panganiban again. Rocks and fires. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be hit toward left field. Coming on and picking the ball up on the hop. It's going to be John Blazer out there. So a base hit here for Dieter Tom. Second base hit of the ball game for Gretna. He's aboard here with two men out. Cal Schweitzer now comes to the plate here for Gretna, Nebraska, crossing outlet. He is the right fielder. Schweitzer wears number 12 on the uniform as he digs in here from the right-hand side. Now Panganiban will work from the stretch. Taking a lead over there at first base is going to be Tom. Brooks Asher will hold him on defensively for Hastings. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. Schweitzer goes after an outside pitch there on a fastball and comes up empty. No balls and one strike now. Here's a throw over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in, there's going to be Dieter Tom. So Kyle Schweitzer looking at a count of no balls and one strike. Here's the number 7 batter in the batting order here for Gretna. Next pitch is swung on a miss. There's a throw down to first base. That's not in time. Schweitzer is now behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. Grant Savek would be next for Gretna. We're in the top half of the second inning. No score between Hastings 5 Points Bank and Gretna here. The third game of the Johnny Hop tournament here this weekend. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Panganiban. That one just misses outside. A change up there by Pango, but it just misses, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Panganiban 4-4 on the season. He's thrown some of the tougher ball games for Hastings 5 Points Bank here this season. Here comes the next pitch from Pango, hit on the ground towards short. Reimer's got it, flips it over to second base, and catches the force out on a Dieter Tom, and the inning is over here for Gretna, Nebraska, crossing outlet. Gretna, they score no runs, one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Gretna nothing, Hastings nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account, then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, 5 Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Kansas City Royals playing this afternoon and this evening. Taking on the Detroit Tigers in Kansas City. Ball game is underway. They're through two innings. No score between the Tigers and the Royals today. That game is on the breeze tonight. KOIQ 94.5. Get to the rest of the scores in Major League Baseball. Take a scan, see what happened here this afternoon. As soon as time permits, Hastings back up there here in the second inning of play. John Blazer is back up there for Hastings, and Blazer will take a strike here, nothing and one. Blazer was up there when Brock Dreher was picked off trying to steal third base at the end of the first inning. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center again. Glassburner backs up and makes the catch. He has now made three straight plays out there in center field, catching fly balls from Panganiban, Spilenik, and also John Blazer. Brooks Asher comes up there next. Asher with a batting average of .239 now on the season. Asher is 27 out of 113 from the plate here this season. And now a ball gets away from somebody down there on the left field line. They're going to chase that down. They pick that up and return it to the rightful owners here. And Dieter Thom will deliver one to the plate. This is going to be outside for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes on Brooks Asher. Asher has got six doubles so far this year. No triples, no home runs. He's driven home 17 runs. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. Asher with 22 base on balls and 14 strikeouts so far this season. Laying at first base here in game number two of this doubleheader tonight. Next pitch is going to be fouled away at the first base side, out of play. Count goes to two balls and one strike. And just two base hits for Hastings against Omaha Gross earlier today. Asher, he was 0 for 2 in the ball game against Gross in that first ball game. Waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that misses. And Asher is ahead on the count of three balls and one strike. Braden Valentine would be next. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the second. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Next pitch, it could be inside for a strike on the inside corner. Asher kind of skips away from the plate there. But the ball just nicks the inside corner for a strike and is now three balls and two strikes. Dieter Thom, your pitcher here for Gretna. Next pitch comes inside and he walks him. So Asher takes a lot of pitches there from Thom. Finally draws a walk. That's the first walk of the ball game by Dieter Thom. Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. Valentine's still the leading hitter on the team, batting .328. Valentine has got 21 base hits and 64 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got a couple of doubles, no home runs, and six RBIs this year. Dieter Thom now working from the stretch. A pitch comes to the plate, a fastball. This could be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Braden Valentine. Valentine has got eight base on balls, and he's got 15 strikeouts so far this year. One man out for Hastings here in the second inning. There's a throw to first base, not in time. Asher is back in there. So Brooks Asher aboard at first base here after receiving a walk to continue this inning here in the second. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside. Now a quick throw down at first base. And diving back in there is going to be Asher. Valentine now has a count of one ball and one strike here at the plate. Valentine waiting on the next pitch here from Dieter Thom. He gets his sign from Trent Jerry, the catcher. Here it comes, a check swing. They go around with it. No. Two balls and one strike now to Braden Valentine. Ryan Kern would be next, and then Sam Reimer. Hastings now working in the bottom third of the order here in the second inning of play. Asher taking his lead down there at first base. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that misses down low. And now three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count here to Braden Valentine. Thom faced four guys in the first inning of play. Now he's walked a guy here in the second inning, and he's threatening to lose this one right here with a count of three balls and one strike. This ball hit right by the third baseman. Bruner can't make the play. Ricochets off of his glove into left field. A hard hit ball there by Valentine. It was a mishandled by Bruner, the third baseman. That's going to be a base hit for Valentine. So Hastings has now got runners on at first and second base. That's why they call it a hot corner. Well, that was a hard hit ball right after third baseman. He got his glove on it, but couldn't snag the ball. It goes ricocheting off of his glove into left field. And now Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base. Jerry goes out. Pats a Dieter Tom on the fanny there on the pitcher's mound and immediately returns back to the dish here. Ryan Kern up to the plate next for Hastings. Kern has got a batting average of .233 so far this year. And now he comes to the plate with a guy on in scoring position at second base. There's a ground ball, left side, snagged there by Blank, the shortstop, and he can't get up and make the play. Everybody's going to be safe. Blank makes the play right near the edge of the outfield grass there at shortstop. He was moving to his left, fell down to the skin portion of the infield, got back up, and he had nowhere to go with the ball. Ryan Kern gets an infield single, and now Hastings has got the bases loaded here. In the second inning of play, Sam Reimer coming to the plate next. So Kern is on at first base. On at second base is Valentine. On at third is Brooks Asher. And Sam Reimer fouls away the first pitch that he sees here. No balls and one strike. Reimer has a batting average of .230 so far this season. 17 base hits and 74 trips to the plate. Hastings never had the lead in the game number one today. In fact, Omaha Gross jumped on Hastings with three runs in the first inning. And Hastings 5 points back just kind of went through the motions today and got beat by a score of 10-0. No score here, but Hastings with the bases loaded and one man out. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. Good grab there behind the plate by Jerry. And the count goes to 1-1 now to Sam Reimer. Reimer, he's got a couple of doubles to his credit so far this year. No home runs. He's got 8 RBIs out of this number 9 position. They did try and sneak one home on a bunt. That's going to be fouled away. Yeah, trying to sneak one home. You got to get the bunt laid down. That was fouled away. Asher, 7/8 of the way down the line when that bunt was laid down. So Reimer looking at count now, 1-2. Asher will go back to third base. Valentine is on at second base. Ryan Kerner is on at first base. One man out, and the count here at the plate on Sam Reimer is now at 1-2. Tom looking in for the sign. He's working for the stretch. Comes set, fires one to the plate, and that's a cold third strike. Reimer lets that one go right on by. A strikeout there by Dieter Tom. That's going to be the first strikeout of the ball game for Tom. And that's going to bring up the top of the order now in Brock Dreher. Hastings with the bases loaded now here in the second inning. And Sam Reimer goes down on the strikeout. Dreher comes up there. He had a single back there in inning number one. He takes a whack at that one and sends it out to right field. Switzer looks up and he makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Hastings had promise here in the second inning of play. The Reimer strikes out and Dreher flies out to the right fielder and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs, 2 base hits, no errors on Gretna, 3 men left on base. We go to the third inning of play with a score Gretna nothing, Hastings nothing.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online as usual at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings beaten earlier today by a score of 10-0 to Omaha Gross. They are 1-1 in this tournament so far, beating a very good Millard South team last night by a score of 6-2. So far, we are scoreless here in this ball game with Gretna and Nebraska Crossing Outlet as Gretna will come to bat here in the third inning. Grant Savek coming to the plate first. He's the number 8 hitter in the batting order. Bouncing ball toward second base. Kern has got it on the first pitch, and he throws it over to Asher to record the out. So Grant Savek is retired in the play from second to first. There's Jeff Glassbrunner, the center fielder, coming up there next. He's the number 9 guy in the batting order now for Gretna. Trent Jerry will follow him. So far, so good for Alex Panganiban here in the ballgame. Pango's going to set to attack Glassbrunner. There's another ground ball to second. Ryan Kern has got it again. Same result. One pitch, one out. Glassbrunner is thrown out at first base. So Ryan Kern makes a couple of plays on the ball at second for Hastings defensively. Two up, two down here for Gretna. Trent Jerry coming to the plate next. Jerry, he flew out to right field his first time up there. He's 0-for-1 here in this ball game. So two base hits for Gretna in the ball game, 3 for Hastings. Nothing across the plate yet for either team. There's a strike delivered up there on a curveball by Alex Pangdeben. And the count is at no balls and one strike on Trent Jerry. Here's the catcher for Gretna. Pangdeben working quickly here. There's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. First base side is going to get out of the play. And the count is going to be at no balls and two strikes. Hastings will play in the Area 7 baseball tournament next Friday. It's a double elimination affair. Winner of the tournament will move on to the state tournament the following weekend in either Grand Island or Omaha. There's a bouncing ball to Spilinick. Bobbles the ball at third. Picks it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Spilinick bobbles the ball at third base, but stays after it. Picks it up off of the skin portion of the infield and still had enough time to get it across the diamond to record the out on Trent Jerry. So Gretna goes down in order here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Gretna nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS at Duncan Field. No score between Gretna and Hastings. Other Major League Baseball scores, bottom of the third inning now. The Tigers have jumped out on top of Kansas City by a score of 1-0. Top of the third inning, the Texas Rangers leading the Los Angeles Angels 2-0. Later on tonight, the Athletics will play in Seattle against the Mariners. Final scores in the American League today, we have the Chicago White Sox over Cleveland 6-2. The Yankees beat Baltimore 3-0. The Astros over the Boston Red Sox by a score of 3-2. And the Toronto... The Tampa Bay Rays knocked off the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 10-3. There's a high-flying ball here out towards center field again, and Glassbrunner grabs the ball again for Gretna. That was Jameson Cockrell on one pitch here in the third inning. Sends that one out to center field. Glassbrunner has been the man on the spot here for Gretna. That's his fourth catch in the first two and a third innings out there in center field. Here comes Panganiban to the plate next. He flew out to center field in inning number one. So he's 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Pango takes a look at a fastball there. It's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Panganiban in the first ball game today, he was 0-for-2 against Omaha Gross. Tom working from the full windup here. His next pitch is going to miss outside in the count of 1-1. Panganiban so far in this... tournament is 1-for-6 from the plate. After batting 306 during the regular season, coming into this one here tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's 2-1. 2-1 the count to Panganiban as he bats here in the third inning of play for Hastings. Bango waiting on the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It stays down low for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and 1 strike. Tom has walked one guy so far in the ball game. He has struck out one. He's given up 3 base hits through 2 1/3 innings. Here comes the next one. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Now the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagandeben has walked 12 times. He has struck out 12 times so far this year. Leads the team in RBIs with 28. Leads the team in base hits with 37. He's been at the plate more than anybody else on this baseball team this year. 121 times coming into this ball game tonight. Fouls away the next pitch back to the screen. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trent Jerry behind the plate for Gretna here in this ball game with Dieter Tom on the mound. Tom working from the stretch. Now there's a bouncing ball out in front of the plate. Tom grabs it, underhands it to first baseman Hal, and he records the out. Alex Panganiba is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Mason Spilinick comes up there next. Spilinick playing at third base here in the second ball game. He was the starter for Hastings in that ball game earlier today against Omaha Gross. Spilinick lasted only 3 1/3 innings. He gave up 10 runs, 9 hits, 1 base on balls, and no strikeouts. Relieved by Braden Valentine, who worked the final 1 2/3 innings for Hastings, 5 points back in that loss. Spilnick fouls away at his first pitch, 0-1 to Mason as he bats here in the third inning. 2 men out. Here comes the next pitch by Tom. That ball's going to be hit toward right field, coming on and making the catch and falling down with the ball, but hanging onto it out there was a Cal Schweitzer, and the inning is over. Mason Spilnick flies out to Schweitzer out in the right field, so the inning is over. Hastings goes down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning with a score. Gretna nothing, Hastings nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Summer is here, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is your clothing destination. From modern fit to traditional, flat front to pleated trousers, Gary Michaels carries a broad selection of sizes from shorts to extra longs. Select a suit, dress shirt, and tie valued up to $550, now just $349. Don't miss this sale. New markdowns on summer sportswear, including shorts, polos, silk camp shirts, and tees. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and now open on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Even the scores in American League Baseball for the majors today. Here's what's going on in the National League. The Pittsburgh Pirates leading the Chicago Cubs 2-0. They're in the bottom half of the third inning. Middle of the third is the Washington Nationals leading the Philadelphia Phillies 1-0. Later on tonight, San Diego will play in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Final score today, the Atlanta Braves over the Chicago Cubs 11-6. Final score, the Arizona Diamondbacks over San Francisco, 2-0. Final score, St. Louis Cardinals 10, the Milwaukee Brewers 2. Final score, the Mets over the Marlins by a score of 5-4. And a final score, the Twins beat the Rockies by a score of 9-3. So that's your Major League Baseball update here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Alex Panganiban going to work here in the fourth inning of play. Justin Hines is your batter. He takes a swing at the first one. 0-1. There's a ground ball left side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit into left field. Gets by the diving third baseman for Hastings, Mason Spilinick. So Justin Hines gets a base hit here for Gretna. They've got a man on the base pads now. That's going to be their third base hit of the ball game. And now coming up there is going to be the third baseman, Grant Bruner. Bruner, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number one. So he's 0-1 tonight. Hastings pinching in now at the corners. Bruner lays down a bunt on the first base line. It's going to curve over into foul territory. So Bruner trying to lay down a bunt here. It goes foul. It's going to be a strike. No balls and one strike. So the runner goes back to first base. That's Justin Hines. You get the funny feeling a couple of runs might win this ball game here tonight. Hastings and Gretna split a doubleheader earlier this month in Gretna in some low-scoring affairs. We are still scoreless here. There's a throw to first base that's not in time. Diving back in there is Justin Hines. Grant Bruner is your batter. Got to him, is it no balls and one strike. Asher will hold on that base runner at first base. They square around the bunt again and foul it back to the screen. Now the count, no balls and two strikes, so the bunt is really off here. Bruner will have to swing away. Zach Howell, the first baseman, is due up there next. Jacob Blank is in the hole for Gretna. Nebraska Crossing Outlet. And their black uniforms here tonight in the second day of the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament here at Duncan Field. There comes the 0-2 pitch from Panganiban. That ball is hit down the line in right field, foul territory. By the first baseman for Hastings, Brooks Asher, but in foul territory. So no balls and two strikes here to Grant Bruner. Panganiban going to work here. This guy is the number three guy in the batting order for Gretna. Stands with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. Pango working from the stretch. Here's the next pitch up high for a ball. Cockrell looking down to first base, but no throw. And the count of one ball and two strikes now to Grant Bruner. Asher's down there at first base, and Ryan Kern is playing second tonight. Reimer is at shortstop, and Mason Spelnick is over there at third base, anchoring the infield here for Hastings. Here's the next pitch, swung on. Spelnick's got it at third, goes to second base for one, over to first base, and not in time. I think Brooks maybe pulled his foot on the bag there. Their throw is to the home plate side of first base, and they are unable to turn the double play. But they get the lead runner down there at the second base. So now there is one man out here in the fourth inning. And now a man on at first base, Zach Howell, comes to the plate next. He's the first baseman. He flew out to center field his first time up there. He's the only lefty in the lineup here for Gretna in this ball game tonight against Hastings. As Zach Howard will step in there with a man on at first base. Now Bruner is down there taking his lead. Asher will hold him on. One man out here in the fourth, no score. Next pitch is going to be fouled away in the third base side, out of play. No balls and one strike. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Back here tomorrow for our fourth game of four this weekend. Hastings will take on Papillion La Vista South. That will not be an easy one. 1:30 will be the first pitch. 1:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Bango now just looks toward first base and diving back into the bag was that Bruner. No throw from Pango on the mound. Pango's got his foot on the rubber now as he looks in for the sign from his catcher, Jameson Cockrell. He's got it. Pitch is on the way. Outside. Throw down to first base. Not in time. A little high throw there by Cockrell, but Asher climbs the ladder to grab that one. The count now at the plate is at one ball and one strike. On Zach Howard, Jacob Blank would be next here for Gretna. Gretna over here in the first base dugout tonight. Hastings occupying the third base dugout. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is hit right on the nose. Out to left field. Blazer giving chase. He grabs the ball. Going back to first base. It's going to be Bruner. He was three quarters of the way to second, but John Blazer grabs the ball out there in left field for the second out of this fourth inning. Bruner goes back to first. And now Jacob Blank comes to the plate next. He's a shortstop. Blank, he grounded out to the third baseman back there in inning number two, so he's 0 for 1 tonight. Where's number 9 in that black uniform for Nebraska Crossing Outlet here tonight? Two men out now here in the fourth inning of play with no score between Hastings and Gretna. Panganiban working from the stretch, comes set, fires one to the plate. There's a high fly ball again. Blazer coming on, and makes the catch out in left field. John Blazer back-to-back plays out there in left field for Hastings. So the inning is over for Gretna. They score no runs, one base hit, no errors on Hastings, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Gretna nothing.
I was one of the first babies that my dad delivered once he came out to Hastings. It was always very neat getting to see how my dad interacted with patients. That was my first introduction to medicine, and I saw the way the patients looked at him, and I thought, boy, that'd be a pretty neat career to have. In my role as an OBGYN physician, it's important to me to try to get to know the patient and the family very well during that time so I'm able to understand what their needs are and provide the best care possible. The inspiration for me is being able to form a bond with the patient and with her family as they're transitioning through a pregnancy, to take that extra moment to relate to the patient. She has to know that she can trust me and that I'll be there for her no matter what. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Duncan Field tonight, American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing their 39th game of the season here tonight. Earlier 22-16. And right now they are tied up, scoreless, Gretna and Hastings here tonight. John Blazer will lead things off here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one scheduled for 7 here tonight. There's a ball hit right to the shortstop, and he grabs it on the line drive. Nice play there by Jacob Blank. So on the very first pitch, Blazer lines out to the shortstop Blank for the first out here in the fourth inning. We continue this. We could be here till morning. Brooks Asher coming up there next. He had a base on balls back there in the second inning of play. Asher's going to take a pitch outside here. It is one ball and no strikes now to Brooks Asher. He starts this ball game with a batting average of .239. 27 for 113 from the plate this year. Here's the next pitch hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit into center field. Really took the legs right out of the pitcher, Dieter Tom, on the mound there as he skips away from that one. It's back up through the middle for a base hit. So Brooks Asher gets a base hit here in the fourth inning. He's aboard for the second time here in this ball game. Braden Valentine coming up there next. Valentine has a batting average of .328 on the season. Valentine 21 out of 64 from the plate. No home runs. He's got six RBIs. A throw to first base. That's not in time as Asher dives back in there. Russ Kindig down there in the third base coaching box where he sings. Ben Reimer's over here in the first base box. Here's the next pitch. A little check swing strike there on Braden Valentine, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Valentine has got a couple of doubles to his credit so far this year. No homers and six RBIs. Eight base on balls and 15 strikeouts. Next pitch from Tom, hit back up to the middle. A ricochet's off of Tom's glove. Blank picks it up at shortstop. He goes to first base. That's in time. That was a good play there by Jacob Blank. The ball goes ricocheting off of the glove of the pitcher, Dieter Tom. Blank came charging in the grassy portion of the infield here. Grabs the ball, an unbalanced throw over to first base. It's just in the nick of time to catch Braden Valentine. Moving down to second base under play is going to be Asher. Valentine is thrown out of the play. Shortstop to first base. Asher is down at second base, but now there's two men out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Ryan Kern comes to the plate next. Kern with a batting average of .233. He takes a look at the first pitch here. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes to Ryan Kern. So Kern with a club in hand, waiting on the pitch here from Dieter Tom. Next pitch is going to be hit toward the outfield. Schweitzer going back, and Schweitzer makes a nice catch on the ball out there in right field for the third out. Makes an over-the-shoulder catch on the run there for Gretna. So some good defense here tonight by both teams. Ryan Kern flies out to right field to end the inning. Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the fifth inning with a score. Gretna nothing, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan. Hastings and Gretna, we are still scoreless in the ballgame. Gretna now batting here in the top half of the fifth inning. Bang It Even comes back out here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Dieter Tom coming to the plate here for Gretna, number six in the batting order. He's the opposing pitcher here tonight. He takes a whack at this one. I'm going to swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Dieter Tom. He had a single back there the second inning of play for Gretna. Hastings has got four base hits in the ballgame. Gretna three. Gretna has committed an error. Hastings still errorless here in this ballgame after committing four earlier today. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and two to Dieter Tom. So Bang and Eben just playing catch out there with his guy behind the plate, Jamison Cockrell. He's thrown well so far in the ballgame. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Gets out of play. Bang and Eben has not struck out anybody yet in the ballgame, but a ton of ground balls and fly balls in the contest. He has not walked anybody yet. No balls and two strikes here. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-2. 1-2 to Dieter Tom here in the fifth inning. Schweitzer is going to be next, and we'll see Grant Sivek here in this fifth inning of play. Next pitch by Panganiban. Hit again in the air. Fly ball out to center field. Greer settles under it and makes the catch. Dieter Tom flies out to Brock Greer out in the center field. Cal Schweitzer comes to the plate next. He's the right fielder. He grounded out his first time up back there in inning number two. So Schweitzer comes to the plate now for Gretna. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Panganiban will go to work on him. He rocks and fires. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Reimer has got it. Takes time. Throws it to first base. That's right on the money. Two up, two down here for Gretna. Reimer throws him out over at first base to Bricks Asher. That's going to bring up Grant Sivek next. He is the third baseman, actually the second baseman for Sivek. He grounded out in the third inning of play. You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage. This is the Johnny Hop Tournament this weekend at Duncan Field. Hastings playing their third game of four here this weekend. They got one left. That'll be tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 against Papillion La Vista South. 1:30 for the first pitch, 1:15 for the pregame show tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Panganiban now rocks and fires. That's going to be up high for a ball. Sivek now looking at a count of one ball and no strikes here. Grant is the number eight hitter in the batting order for Gretna, Nebraska Crossing Outlet. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be fouled away in the first base side. It should be two balls and one strike now. Two balls and one strike to Grant Sivek. Jeff Glassburner is in the on-deck circle now for Gretna. He'd like to get a chance here in the fifth inning, but there's two men out. Next pitch here from Panganiban, swung on and missed. Way out in front of that one. Pango comes with a changeup. And the count now is sitting at two balls and two strikes here to Grant Sivek. Panganiban working from the full windup. Next pitch on the way. That's going to be outside for a ball. Just misses. Some oohs and ahs out of the crowd there, but it just misses outside. Now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Panganiban can pound the strike zone right here with two men out. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side, so the guy remains at three balls and two strikes. Gretna has not got anybody by first base yet in this ball game. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. There's a ball hit towards center field again. Brock Dreher backs up and makes the catch. And Gretna goes down in order here in inning number five. Gretna scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Gretna nothing.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field, American Legion Baseball, tonight on 1230 KHAS. Still scoreless. Hastings and Gretna here tonight in the Johnny Hop Tournament. Hastings will have 9-1-2 coming up to the plate here in the fifth inning. That is Sam Reimer, Brock Dreher, and Jameson Cockrell. One of these guys get aboard, we'll see Alex Pangadeben. Reimer fouls away the first pitch here. Back to the screen, nothing and one. So still out there for Gretna is going to be Dieter Tom. Detroit has scored again in Major League Baseball. They lead the Kansas City Royals now by a score of 2-0. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning down at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. The game airing tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, but the Tigers leading the Royals now by a score of 2-0. Next pitch is outside the strike zone, 1-1 the count. There's a ground ball to short. Blank has got it. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. Sam Reimer is retired in the play from short to first. Now Brock Dreher comes up there for Hastings. He's 1-for-2 in this ball game. Got a single in the first inning of play and flew out to right field in inning number 2. Dreher is now 4 out of 8 from the plate here in the tournament. He has scored a run. He's struck out once. So Brock Dreher, maybe one of our hottest hitters coming to the plate now. There's a little roller out to third base, grabbing the ball, going to first base, and another out recorded there. Grant Bruner at third base on a slow roller. Throws out Brock Dreher over there at first base. Jameson Cockrell comes up there next. We mentioned in the last half of an inning, Gretna has not got anybody by first base yet in this ball game. Hastings had the bases loaded back there in the second inning, but did not score. Hastings had a man at second base in the fourth inning and did not score. There comes Jameson Cockrell to the plate, and he takes his strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Cockrell. Hastings has left 5 base runners so far in this ball game. There's a high fly ball toward right field over here in foul territory. It's going to drop. Giving chase with Schweitzer, but he couldn't get there. It's a long foul ball down the right field line, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Bright sunshiny day today, moving into the evening hours now here in Hastings tonight. Temperature in the 80s all day long today with a north breeze at about 13 miles per hour. More than the same expected for us on the final day of this tournament tomorrow. Again, 2 games. Action gets away at 11 tomorrow with Lincoln Southwest and Gretna. Papillion-La Vista South against Hastings in the 1:30 ball game tomorrow afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-2 now to Jameson Cockrell. He started the day with a batting average of .316 for Hastings. Cockrell waiting on the next pitch from Tom. It's on the way. There's a high fly ball again, but it's going to be in foul territory. Back out of play, so the count remains at 1-2. Cockrell, 30 of 95 from the plate this year. He's got 3 doubles for his extra base hits, no home runs, 10 RBIs. Just looking to get a board here. There's a ball hit right back to the pitcher, a hard hit shot, and look what I found. Dieter Tom throws up his glove, and he closes it, and it's like a line out there back to the pitcher. A hard hit shot right back to Dieter Tom, and he snags the ball on the mound for Gretna to end the inning. So Hastings again, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning with a score. Gretna nothing, Hastings nothing.
Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field as we head to the top of the sixth inning. No score between Gretna and Hastings here tonight. Alex Panganiban comes back out for Hastings. He has allowed three base hits thus far. He has not struck out anybody yet. But he has not walked anybody either. Nobody by first base for Gretna in this contest so far as we have reached the sixth inning of play. Waiting on Jameson Cockrell to come out. Here he comes now for Hastings. Cockrell with his catching gear on. Here's the guy who winded out to end the inning for Hastings in the fifth. A hard hit ball right back to the pitcher, Dieter Tom, who snags it there. And a big grin as he came off of the diamond here. Back to the first base dugout. So we're set to go in inning number six. It'll be numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order for Gretna, Nebraska Crossing Outlet here in this inning. That's Jeff Glassburner coming up there, the center fielder. He'll be followed up by Trent Jerry and then Justin Hines. While these guys get aboard, we'll see Grant Bruner here in this inning. Panganiban will go to work here. He throws a ball outside, a little bit low. Here comes the next pitch. They try to bunt one on. Nice bunt laid down. Panganiban grabs it. He fires it to first base. That's going to be not in time. Glassburner records an infield single here on a bunt. Nice one laid down toward the third base line here. Coming off of the pitcher's mound to grab it was Panganiban. He rockets the ball down to first baseman Brooks Asher, but it was not in time. So that's going to be the fourth base hit of the ball game now for Gretna. So they've got their leadoff man on here in the sixth inning in this scoreless ball game. Trent Jerry coming to the plate next. He tries to lay down a bunt, takes a strike, now throws. Jameson Cockrell throws the ball down to first base. It's going to be wide of the target in the right field. And running down to second base on the play is going to be Glassburner. So Jameson Cockrell throws the ball down to first base, trying to catch a Glassburner off of the bag there. Trent Jerry trying to lay down a bunt and missed it. Cockrell came up firing down at first base. Brooks actually was not in position to really grab the ball. Not a very good throw by Jameson Cockrell. It goes into right field. So a runner moves down to second base on the play. Now they got a man on in scoring position. Now they lay down a bunt down to third baseline. Fielded there by Spilinick. His play is to first base. That's going to be in time, but the runner moves over to third base on the play. So a sacrifice there by Trent Jerry. He is retired in the play from third to first, and now Gretna has got the lead run down here at third base in the form of Jeff Glassburner. And there's one man out of the inning as Justin Hines comes to the plate next. Now the pitching coach for Hastings, Kevin Asher, is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here for Hastings 5 points back to make sure everybody's on the same page to see what they want to do here. Runs have been hard to come by here in this baseball game. The teams have combined for just 8 base hits between them, 4 for each team. And now Gretna is threatening for the first time here in this ball game with a runner on at third base and one man out. Glassburner is down here at third base. Justin Hines so far, he has got a couple of base hits in the ball game thus far. A couple of singles. He has got stealing in the first inning of play. And did not do anything in the fourth after singling as he was chopped down on the base pads. So there's one man out for Gretna. Man on at third base. It's still scoreless between Hastings and Gretna. As Justin Hines, the left fielder, will step to the plate next. He's a right-handed hitter. Alex Panganiban working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit right by the second baseman, Kern. Hastings had the infield in. And that one went right by Ryan Kern in the center field and a base hit that drives home a run. So Glassburner comes in from third base to score on an RBI single here by Justin Hines, his third base hit of the ball game. Hines records a single and drives in the first run of the ball game. Is 1-0 Gretna. Hastings had the infield in, trying to chop down the runner at the plate here if they had a chance. But that one was hit right on the nose and right by the second baseman, Ryan Kern. And it's 1-0 now. Gretna's got the lead. Here comes the next pitch by Paganiban as he goes to work on Grant Bruner, now the third baseman. That's going to be wide of the target. 1-0. One man out for Gretna here in the sixth. Now a runner is on at first base. That is Justin Hines. Paganiban looks over his left shoulder toward first base. Comes center of the mound. Paganiban now fires to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. So Pango continues to nibble away here at the corners. 1-1. Coming up after the ball game, we'll announce our player of the game for our doubleheader here today. Our coach's postgame show also coming up with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. 1-1, one man out. Next pitch to the plate's going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 now to Grant Bruner. Bruner grounded out in the first inning of play. Reached on a fielder's choice in inning number 4. So officially he is 0-2 in the ball game tonight. Here comes the 1-1 pitch now from Paganiban. On the way, the ball's going to be hit off of the handle of the bat over here to the first base side, and it falls right in front of the dugouts. Asher was unable to get to that one from first base. So the count at 2-2 now, officially. 2-2 the count here to Grant Bruner. Zach Howard is in the on-deck circle here for Gretna, Nebraska Crossing Outlet. 1-0, Gretna has got the lead here in this ball game. Hastings trying to shake off a 10-0 defeat earlier today to Omaha Gross. 5-inning affair in the first ball game of 4 today here at Duncan. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That one just misses outside. Now Pango has worked the count 4-3-2 here to the number 3 guy in the batting order, Grant Bruner. Gretna now with 5 base hits in the ball game, 4 for Hastings. So Paganiban has a count of 3-2 here at the plate. Now a quick throw over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Justin Hines. Hines will take his lead again after brushing himself off over there at the first base bag. Paganiban looks that way. 3-2 the count with one man out. Pango comes to the plate. There's a ball hit toward right field, foul territory. Runner was going on the pitch there, but it's fouled away by Grant Bruner, so the count remains at 3-2. We are in the top of the sixth inning here tonight. Hastings now trailing Gretna by a score of 1-0 in American Legion baseball action. Hastings played extremely well last night and knocked off a very good Millard South team by a score of 6-2. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low, and a first baseline ball is given up there by Paganiban. So Bruner heads down to first base on the play. Heading down to second is me, Justin Hines. There's still only one man out here for Gretna in the sixth inning. And now Zach Howard, whether Zach Howell will come to the plate next, he's the first baseman. He's batting in the cleanup position here, and he's got plenty to clean up here. Runners around at first and second base. Howell has hit the ball hard twice in this ball game, once to center and once to left field, still looking for his first base hit of the ball game. Now he opens up his stance a little bit, looking to maybe drive the ball on the right side of the diamond here. Takes a pitch there, a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Has no balls in 1-1. He's trying to get the ball to the right side here and to give his guy down at second base, Justin Hines, maybe enough time to get home with a second run of the ball game here for Gretna. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a miss. Zach Howard is now behind in the count of 0-2. One man out for Gretna here in the sixth inning. They have grabbed the lead here over Hastings 5 points bank, 1-0 here in this ball game. Paganiban working from the stretch. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be inside. 1-2 the count. Hastings not protecting the bag right now at first base. Asher is playing behind the runner there. Kern, the second baseman, playing on the edge of the outfield grass at second base. The shortstop, Reimer, is pulled around close to the bag at second. There's a high fly ball. Looks like it's going to stay in the infield. Spilenik looks up and grabs it at third base to record the out. Zach Howell, he flies out to the third baseman, Spilenik, for the second out. And that's going to bring up Jacob Blank next. So Gretna's got base runners on at first and second base, looking to add to their run total here in this inning. Jacob Blank, he is 0 for 2 tonight. He has grounded out once, and he's flown out to left field. Steps in there from the right-hand side. Bangadiba now goes to work on him. Bango working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. The ball gets away from the catcher, Jameson Cockrell, over here toward the third base dugout, and advancing one will be your base runners. Hines heading down to the bag at third base. Running down to second base is going to be Bruner. So a pass ball there on Jameson Cockrell, or a wild pitch on Alex Panganiban. Nevertheless, the runners advance to second and third base on the play. Jacob Blank now looking at a count of one ball and no strikes here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's on the way, a curve ball that misses. Now it's two balls and no strikes. So Blank will be looking to drive something right here as Panganiban has got to find the strike zone. Base runner is on it. Second and third base here for Gretna. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's on the way. A fastball that nicks the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Jacob Blank. Taking a couple of practice swings here in the right-hand batter's box. Panganiban from the full windup. Here's the next pitch. Swung on. Hit toward right field. Coming over to foul territory is Asher, the first baseman. He can't make the catch. As the ball goes out of play, now it's two balls and two strikes. 1-0, Gretna's got the lead. These two teams split a couple of ball games earlier this year in Gretna. Jacob Blank again, waiting on the pitch. Foul tap here at the plate. The guy remains at two balls and two strikes. Gretna is actually playing in the Cornhusker League for the first time this year. That's one of the new teams that has joined the Cornhusker League. Hastings splitting those two ball games. Gretna will come to Hastings next year and play two games. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. Three balls and two strikes now. 3-2 the count. First base is open. So a walk here wouldn't necessarily be bad as Hastings would then throw to Dieter Tom, the pitcher for Gretna. But Panganiban would like to try to get out of the inning right here. With no further damage done. Next pitch is on the way. Ball's going to be hit toward right field. Valentine coming on, and makes the catch. Valentine makes the catch out in right field, and the inning is over for Gretna. The Gretna Nebraska Crossing Outlet is on the scoreboard. They score one run here in the sixth inning on that RBI single by Justin Hines. One run on one base hit. Two base hits for Gretna in the inning. No errors on Hastings, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score of Gretna 1, Hastings nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings down trailing Gretna by a score of 1-0 here in the Johnny Hop Baseball Tournament. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the sixth inning. This one scheduled for 7 tonight. Alex Panganiban, Mason Spilnick, and John Blazer coming up here for Hastings. When these guys get aboard, we'll see Brooks Asher. So Dieter Tom will go to work here for Gretna. Both pitchers have thrown extremely well here in the ball game. Tom for Gretna, Panganiban for Hastings. Pango up there right now for Hastings 5 points back. We'll see if he can do some damage with his bat. Tom working for the stretch, although nobody's on the base pads right now. He throws a strike here on the outside corner. 1-1 the count here to Alex Panganiban. 306 is his batting average to start the day today. Actually, start this ball game. He's 37 out of 121. Bouncing ball fielded by the shortstop Blank. His long throw to first base, not in time. That was a tough throw. Blank grabs it right on the edge of the outfield grass. He was moving to his right. He had to put on the brakes and then throw across his body to a first base that was not in time. And Hastings gets a base runner here with Alex Panganiban. That's going to be a base hit. Now Panganiban is going to be run for out there. Coming out to run for him is going to be Sam Roth. Roth, a 5 foot 10 inch, 155 pounder out of Hastings High. Coming up to the plate now will be Mason Spelenick. Roth back into the bag at first as the throw goes over there from Dieter Tom. So Hastings has a base runner now. It's a 1-0 ball game. Gretna's got the lead. Spelenick at the plate, squares around the butt. Nice one right out in front of the plate. Fielded there by Tom. His throw to first base is going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Sam Roth, running for Alex Panganiban. Now John Blazer comes to the plate next. Blazer, the number 5 guy in the batting order. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. He's flown out to center field, and he's lying down to the shortstop here in the contest. We'll see what we can do right here. Blazer started the ball game with a batting average of 324. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike now to John Blazer for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Blazer with 23 base hits and 71 trips to the plate. Going into this ball game tonight, here comes the next pitch, a fastball that stays up high. And the count is now even at 1-1. Blazer's got 4 doubles to his credit this year, 1 home run. He has driven home 4 runs. The tying run is down there at second base in the form of Sam Roth. They count 1-1 with 1 man out. Next pitch on the way, down low for a ball. Now 2-1. Blazer this season, he has struck out 14 times. He has walked 9 times. Actually leads the team in slugging percentage. 423 is his slugging percentage here, so does a good job with runners in scoring position. He's got one there. Now it's his second base as he takes this next pitch outside and low. Now 3-1 here for John Blazer. Brooks Asher would be next. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now from Dieter Tom. It's on the way. That one is going to be fouled back to the screen. The count is now full at 3-2. American Legion baseball action tonight here from Duncan Field on 1230 KHAS Hastings. 3-2 with 1 man out. Dieter Tom working from the stretch. Offers another one. There's a bouncing ball. Picked up by Tom. He runs at the first base, underhands it to the first baseman, Hal. And they record down on John Blazer. And now the runner moves over to third base on the play. That's going to be Sam Roth running for Panganiban. And Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. Asher had a single his last time up there. Had a base on balls back there in the second. Asher started the game with a batting average of 239. A chance to tie this ball game up here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 1-0. Gretna has got the lead. Asher takes a look at the pitch there. A called strike in the outside corner. 0-1. Asher so far in this tournament, he is 2 out of 5 coming into the ball game today. He had a big 2-run single last night in the sixth inning. He fouls away this next pitch out of play. Hastings scoring 5 runs last night in the sixth inning to knock off Millard South by the score of 6-2. Asher had a 2-run single in that inning. Ryan Kern had a 2-run double in that sixth inning last night. Here's the next pitch, hit on the ground towards short. Blank picks it up. He goes to first base, and it's going to be in time, and the inning is over. Asher grounds out to the shortstop here in the sixth inning. Hastings gets a runner to third base, but they cannot score. No runs for Hastings. 1 base hit, no errors. And 1 man left on base. What do we got here now? What do we got here now? The officials. Brooks Asher is standing at the bag at Both teams were in the dugout. So now we got a major confrontation going out there. Brooks Asher is standing on the bag at first base. What do we got going here? Evidently, the first baseman pulled his foot off of the bag there. Pagan Eben was at third base. He is not there anymore. Pagan Eben has come in to score, evidently. The head coach for Gretna, he is out complaining here. So evidently, that's going to be an error chalked up on Gretna. He is still yelling at the base umpire. So Asher gets a board here on an error on Gretna. A run comes in to score. Pagan Eben from third base to make it a 1-1 ball game. Evidently, the first baseman pulls his foot off of the bag over here. And the home plate umpire overruled the base umpire over here to make the call. So Asher gets aboard at first base. Pagan Eben comes in to score to make it a 1-1 ball game here in the sixth inning. So Hastings getting a break there. There's a throw to first base. That's not in time. Asher is back in there. So the home plate umpire evidently overrules the base umpire out there. And Asher gets aboard at first base. And a run comes in to score. Braden Valentine is up to the plate now for Hastings. Both teams were in the dugout with the exception of Asher. He was at first base. Both teams are already heading. They were over into the foul lines on each respective side before that call was made. So we're tied up at one run apiece. There goes Asher at first base. A strike call there. And it's now one ball and no balls and two strikes. Asher gets a stolen base. The catcher, Trent Jerry, thought that was the third strike. So he was headed back to the dugout as well. So a stolen base for Asher. He's on at second base now. 1-2 the count that should be to Valentine. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So it's now one ball and two strikes to Braden Valentine. Ryan Kern would be next. Have a confusing sixth inning here for the guys in blue. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Again, the catcher, Trent Jerry, thought that should have been a called third strike. It was not. So Braden Valentine up there with a man on at second base. That is Brooks Asher. The sixth inning was the big inning last night for Hastings. 5 points back. They scored five runs in that inning. There's a bouncing ball again. Could be trouble. Gunner at third base has got it. He bumbles the ball, and everybody is safe. Again, a slow roller right in between the pitcher's mound and third base. Gunner, the third baseman, picked it up. And had problems getting out of his glove. It's going to be an error chalked up there on Grant Gunner, the third baseman. So two errors in the inning now for Gretna. That's three now in the ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Brooks Asher. And at the plate now is going to be Ryan Kern. Kern, he had a big base hit last night in the sixth inning of play. A two-run double for Hastings. Kern is up there again with a chance to give Hastings the lead. Asher is down there at third base. He fouls away this pitch here. First base side. Kern started the day with a batting average of .233. Kern is now 20 out of 86 in the plate this year. Two men out. Runner's going to go at first base. And now there's a balk called. A balk is going to be called here, and a run comes in to score. The runner at first base took off, and the pitcher, Dieter Tom, is hit with a balk. So a run comes in to score. That is Asher. So a big turn of events here in this sixth inning. Hastings has now got the lead 2-1. Valentine is down to bag at second base. Now Dieter Tom is going to step off of the rubber here and take a little extra time here to gather his thoughts. So Bach is called, and Brooks Asher comes in to score for Hastings. It's a 2-1 ball game now in favor of Hastings. 5 points back. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tom again looking. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to hit the inside corner for a strike. And Kern is now looking at kind of no balls and two strikes. Each team with five base hits now in the ball game, but Gretna's got a couple of errors here in this sixth inning. Next pitch can be fouled away, first base side. Once again, please return those foul balls. And the count remains in new balls and two strikes. Gretna with three errors in the ball game, two here in this inning. The count to Ryan Kern is in, no balls and two strikes. Tom's next pitch is going to be a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. That is now one ball and two strikes. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight at Duncan Field. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning right now. Hastings has played at two runs. They've got the lead. Next pitch is hit on the ground, left side. Fielded there by Blank, the shortstop. Long throw to first base, and that's not going to be in time. Again, Blank got it on the roll in the hole toward the third base, and a long throw to first base was on the hop to Zach Howell. Everybody is safe. Ryan Kern is going to be credited with a single there. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Braden Valentine. So now Hastings has got runners on at first and third base here in the sixth inning. Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. Hastings beaten earlier today 10-0 by Omaha Gross and did not look very lively in that first ball game today. But Hastings has battled back now here in the sixth inning. They have scored two runs. They still got runners on at first and third base with two men out. Hastings getting a break when the first baseman pulls his foot off of the bag. That would have been the third out of the inning. And then Brooks Asher scores on a block here in the sixth. There's a swing and a miss by Sam Reimer, who's up to the plate next. Reimer behind in the count of no balls and one strike, batting from the right-hand side. There goes the runner again from first base. They got him tied up now. Trying to sneak home is going to be Valentine. And walking back to the bag at first base with no throw is going to be Ryan Kern. Kern took off. They had him hemmed in between first and second base, but all they wanted is to make sure that guy at third base did not come home. And Ryan Kern just walks to the bag back at first base. Second baseman was Grant Savak. He had the ball, and he was just kind of trotting toward the base runner and Ryan Kern. Now the home plate umpire has got some problems here as he comes over to the third base dugout. Gets something situated down, and he's going to take his position behind the plate. This has been a strange inning. No balls in one strike here on Sam Reimer, the number nine hitter in the batting order. Hastings 5 points, 2-1 is the score. Reimer lays down a bunt. Nice one down the third base line, and we're going to have a suicide squeeze. Reimer lays down a bunt, coming home. Braden Valentine, a suicide squeeze there for Hastings. And a run comes in to score. Could be a big one. 3-1 is the score now. Hastings has got the lead. Ryan Kern moves down to a second base on the play. Sam Reimer lays down a beautiful bunt. This goes trickling down the third base line. On his horse coming down the line was Valentine. On a suicide squeeze as they get one home. It's now a 3-1 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Now Brock Dreher comes up to the plate next. He fouls away the pitch back to the screen. No balls and one strike. Dreher so far tonight in this ball game, he is 1-for-3. 4-for-9 now for the tournament since last night. Dreher had a single back there in the first inning. Flew out to right field, and he is grounded out here in this ball game. He takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Dreher is the eighth man to come to the plate for Hastings here in the sixth inning. Hastings has scored three runs here in the inning. They now have the lead over Gretna by a score of 3-1. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Gretna in their half of the seventh. As we look ahead, we're going to have numbers 6, 7, and 8 in their batting order. Dieter Tom working from the stretch, trying to get this final out. There's a hard hit ball back up to the middle. Grabbed there by Blanket. Shortstop, he goes to second base in time. Great play there by the shortstop, Jacob Blank. He goes tumbling down in the edge of the outfield grass right behind the bag at second base. And he flips the ball to Grant Savek to get the force out there on Sam Reimer. And the inning is over for Hastings 5 points bank. So another great defensive play there by Gretna. But Hastings does a little damage here in this sixth inning of play. They scored three runs, and Hastings has got the lead as we enter the top of the seventh inning. Hastings 3, Gretna 1.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me from first. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball!
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings trying to come back here in this ballgame. They've got the lead as we head to the top half of the seventh inning. 3-1 is the score. Gretna will have to score twice here in this seventh inning in order to continue this thing. And coming up to start things off will be Dieter Tom, the pitcher. Kyle Schweitzer, the right fielder, will follow him. Then Grant Savek. We've got 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Alex Panganiban out there trying to finish things off. He's looking for his fifth win of the season here tonight. Tom will foul away the first pitch back to the screen. No balls and one strike. Hastings now with 3 runs, 7 hits in the ball game, no errors after they had 4 in the first ball game today. Gretna with 1 run, 5 hits. They've been hit with 3 errors here in the ball game. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss. Dieter Tom is behind on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings, nothing offensively here in this ballgame until the sixth inning. A strange sixth inning. They were able to score 3 runs. Here's the next pitch. Tapped right out in front of the plate. Mishandled there by Panganiban. Then he falls down, and Tom's going to be safe. Dieter Tom just got a little piece of that one in between the pitcher's mound and the bag at first base. Panganiban tries to come over to field the ball. He falls down in the grassy portion of the infield, and Dieter Tom is going to get aboard here. That's going to be a base hit for Tom. So Gretna is not done yet. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. Tom is aboard. Kyle Schweitzer coming to the plate next for Gretna. He is grounded out a couple of times here in the ball game. Stumps in there in the right-hand batter's box. Tom taking his lead down there at first base. Asher will hold him on defensively. There's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. Blazer out in the outfield. Blazer is going to come in and make the catch. Blazer was trying to get a beat on the ball there and kind of fell down out there in the left field, but he still had plenty of time. That was a high fly ball out to left field. Blazer got back on his feet and came in to make the catch for the first out here in the seventh inning. Grant Savek coming to the plate next. He is the second baseman. He's 0-2 tonight. Grounded out once, and he flew out to center field his other time up there in the fifth inning. The pitch by Panganiban is going to be down low for a ball. And that's 1 ball and no strikes. Man is on at first base. Grant Savek is the tying run, so to speak, as he comes to the plate here in the seventh inning. Panganiban working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. 1 ball and 1 strike. Panganiban has not struck out anybody yet in this ball game. He has walked 1 man. A lot of fly balls, a lot of ground balls. Good defense behind Panganiban. There's a ground ball that's short. Goes a second for one over to first base. Not in time. So they catch the lead run down there at second base. Reimer goes over to Ryan Kern to record the out. Now there's 2 men out, though.
Center field number 10, Jeff Glassburner.
Grant Savek is on at first base, and Jeff Glassburner comes to the plate with 2 men out here in the seventh inning. He is 1-for-2 here in this ball game, and his single his last time up there in the sixth inning. Grounded out in the third. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, nothing in one. So Panganiban trying to finish things off here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. This will be the second win of the tournament for Hastings if they can hold on here in the seventh inning of play after beating Millard South last night. Here comes the next pitch by Pango. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow right field coming on. It's going to be Valentine. He makes the catch. The ball game is over. Last burner. He flies out to right field, and the ball game is over. Hastings 5 points bank. They scored 3 runs in the sixth inning, and they were able to beat Gretna, Nebraska Crossing Outlets here in this ball game here tonight. The final score of 3-1. Gretna in the seventh inning of play, they score no runs on one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. Final score, Hastings beats Gretna tonight by a score of 3-1. We'll have the totals right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 points back wins the nightcap here tonight, their doubleheader today in the Johnny Hop Tournament. Hastings knocks off Gretna by a score of 3-1. Hastings scoring 3 runs in the sixth inning of play. Gretna thought they were out of the inning, but their first baseman evidently pulled his foot off of the bag on the ground ball by Braden Valentine. The home plate umpire overrules the base umpire, so the teams came back out. Hastings eventually scoring 3 runs in the inning, and the third run came in on a balk that was called on the pitcher for the second run of the inning. But Hastings ahead. And Hastings goes on to win by the score of 3-1. Hastings scoring 3 runs on 7 base hits, no errors in the nightcap. 7 runners left on base. Gretna, 1 run on 6 base hits. They commit 3 errors, including 2 in the sixth inning. They leave 5 men on base. Dieter Tom was the losing pitcher. He throws 6 innings tonight, gives up 3 runs, 7 hits, no strikeouts, 1 walk. Alex Pangadeban, the winning pitcher, he's now 5-4 on the season. He goes the distance tonight, gives up the 1 run, had no strikeouts and 1 walk. Hastings wins it 3-1 over Gretna. Hastings improves to 23-16 in the season. They will play Papillion La Vista South tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 on the air with a pregame show at 1:15 here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score, Hastings beats Gretna tonight by a score of 3-1. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
Bank splits two ball games here today on day number two of the Johnny Hop Tournament, losing to Omaha Gross in the first ball game today by a score of 10-0, and coming back and beating Gretna here in the nightcap by a score of 3-1. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Not a whole lot to talk about in game number one today. Hastings kicking the ball around. They had four errors in that contest and had just two base hits in that opener today. In the nightcap, Brock Dreher, he had a base hit in the ball game. Also reaching base safely on a single was Alex Panganiban. Also scoring and also getting a base hit was Brooks Asher. He had one hit here in the nightcap. Braden Valentine had a base hit as well. Ryan Kern, he had a couple of base hits here in the nightcap tonight. Sam Reimer lays down the suicide squeeze there in the sixth inning of play to bring home the final one, Braden Valentine. And then the pitching of Alex Panganiban is going to be mentioned here tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank will be the starting pitcher and the winning pitcher in game number two. That's Alex Panganiban. He goes the distance here tonight, all seven innings. Didn't strike out anybody, didn't walk a whole lot of folks, just one guy. But I'll tell you what, he was dead on tonight as he gives up only one run, no strikeouts, one walk. He is now 5-4 on the season as Hastings knocks off Gretna by a score of 3-1. Alex Panganiban, our player of the game tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings wins it over Gretna tonight by a score of 3-1 to improve to 23-16 in the season. As Hastings head coach Russ Kindig joins us in the postgame. Coach, congratulations on the win. Normally, not what you would see in a game-winning inning there. A suicide squeeze thrown in there, a balk that scores another run, a controversial play at first base, but I guess we'll take it, huh?
Yeah, we'll definitely take it after the way we played this morning. That was great to come out and get a win tonight.
You guys really didn't have much going offensively until the sixth inning against that. That seems to be your inning. Last night we came up big, and tonight we had to again in the sixth inning.
If we can keep it to 1-0 or 2-0 and have to score three or four in the sixth inning, we'll take however we got to do it. But, you know, God, we hit a ton of balls hard, it seemed like. A lot of balls right at people. You know, guys stayed the course and stuck to their approach, and we finally found some holes unconventional once we got on there. I don't think I've done that box steal move since I was coaching U-Trip baseball about 5-8 years ago, whenever it was. But I pulled it out, and we took advantage of it.
Talk about the events there in the sixth inning, first of all, the controversial play over here at first base with Burt Asher.
Right, we thought that guy had been coming off pretty fast off the base, the first baseman, and that time he came way off the base. Didn't need to. The throw was up the right field line a little bit, but he definitely came off. We appealed. We got the call, and he was. I don't know what they were mad about. It was bad. It was pretty obvious from our where we were at.
Asher was the only guy really on the diamond at that point. Everybody else was heading back to the dugouts, and then Hastings took advantage of that. Brooks got around to third base, and he came in to score on a bonk on their pitcher. They kind of fell apart there with a couple of errors and a couple of mental mistakes in the sixth inning.
Right. You could tell the pitcher was a little bit shaken, and like I said, we haven't run that box steal for a long time. It's not even one of our signs. Coach Reimer remembered it from last year because we'd use it once in a while, and I gave him the sign. He went up there and told Valentine to take off, and guy flinched his shoulders before he stepped off. Umpire made the right call and got the balk.
And you got a suicide squeeze later on in the inning. I think the next batter out there. So showing a lot of guts, creating some excitement here tonight for us.
Well, you know what? That's part of our game. Not a whole lot of guys here in town have seen it, but, you know, right there, Sam Reimer's a good bunter. Hadn't had a good swing on that guy yet, so we gave him the bunt, and he's a fair foul guy in that situation. Valentine, once he saw it down, was going, and we got another one, a little insurance run.
You gotta lay down that bunt, or that guy obviously is dead in the water, but Reimer, a good guy to lay down the bunt.
Yeah, he's been great. You know, I don't know if he leads the team in sacrifices, but he's right up there. So
Hastings coming back to beat Gretna here in the second ball game, 3-1. As bad as we played in game number one today, and then coming back, scratching out a win, the team obviously shows a lot of heart in this ball game.
Yeah, a lot of it. You know, we came out, senior came out after a bad night. Alex threw great. I don't think he struck a guy out, but, you know, he's just around the zone, tough. Him and Coach Ashward changed up grip a little bit down in the pen, and, geez, he threw a great one tonight.
Neither pitcher struck anybody out in this ball game tonight. You don't see that very often.
No, you sure don't. That's especially at the senior level like this. That's interesting.
And we had only two walks, one from Panganiban and one by Tom. So both pitchers threw well enough to win this ball game here tonight, obviously.
Yeah. You know, our post game was, you know, a good team finds a way to win that game. That's exactly what we did. Played great defense, had the air on Cockrell, who comes in and catches. We tell him about 20 minutes before the game that he's going to do it, and he came in, did a great job back there. Tough play where our first baseman's charging, second baseman's trying to cover the base, and we missed him, but yeah, great defense.
What was it? We obviously talked about that in the pregame show earlier today. That's it was Brooks doing about 99% of the catching here this year. We come out here in this second ball game. What was the story behind that?
Right, we weren't happy with our first baseman and that first game, so we decided we can go with Brooks there. He's a smart baseball player. He's played first a little bit for us when he isn't it behind the plate. So Cockrell's done a good job when we had to, and he did a great job tonight.
So Hastings wins the nightcap here tonight, 3-1 over Gretna, and now we get sent for the fourth and final game of this tournament tomorrow against Papillion-La Vista South, and that will be maybe the toughest one out of the four, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, coming in, you look at that one on paper, you figure them, Millard South, are going to be two tough ones. Gross was a winnable game this morning, but a good team. Fundamental team, almost beat Southwest, had Grand Island on their heels. You know, they're a good baseball team. They just kind of kicked us in the mouth right away, and we couldn't get out of the hole. We weren't ready to go when we got here.
Hastings fell behind 3-0 in the opener, and you really never did get in the ballgame. It just seemed like you were shocked right off the bat that you fell behind and really never got in the ballgame in the first one.
You're right. Brock Drury leads off our bottom first with the base hit, and I don't think we had one until the last inning maybe. So, yeah, you know, we just came out not ready to go. I don't know if we were out too late taking care of the field or what we were doing the night before, or if it was just us thinking we were playing pretty good after a big Millard South win, but we got to be ready to go in area. We can't lay eggs like that in area.
So Hastings in Papillion, La Vista South tomorrow, 1:30 starting time, 1:15 for the pregame here on 1230 KHS. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, see you tomorrow, Mike.
Yep, Russ Kendig, the head coach for Hastings, 5 points back. Hastings scores 3 runs in the sixth inning tonight. And they knock off a Gretna in the nightcap by a score of 3-1. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
So Hastings loses the first game of two here today at the second day of the Johnny Hop Tournament, 10-0 to Omaha Gross. They come back and score 3 runs in the sixth inning. They beat Gretna tonight in the nightcap by a score of 3-1. So Hastings 2-1 now in this weekend tournament. They'll take on Papillion-La Vista South tomorrow afternoon. 1:30 will be the first pitch here at Duncan Field. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 1:15. That'll wrap things up from Duncan here today. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports,
1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.